All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects, and everyone's present and accounted for on our end. Hopefully you suspects are all there as well. Barry, Nick, what's going on, fellas?
What up, Playboy?
What up? What's going down?
All good, man. All good in the neighborhood, I guess.
What you mean, you guess?
So, I'm going for a run last night, right? And I'm sitting on my front stoop kind of stretching. And I look, and the house we bought has, like, I don't know if you have these, Barry, or not, is like these accent lights that at night they're on a timer and they just shed a little light on the front of the house.
Okay.
I really have never paid much attention to them except for when I have to replace a light bulb. One of the lens caps to one of the lights, I look over, gone. Just gone. I'm like, well, that's strange. Why would anyone want that? And then I look and another one's been unscrewed. Because they're screwed down with two really good screws, and yet, and it's just dangling there. And I'm like, so are the neighborhood kids bored, or does Dad say, "Hey, I need one of these. I can't find it. Can you go rummage through someone else's bushes?" And I'm going, okay. So before I try and figure out what the hell's going on and if the lights are still working, I'm like, well, I hope it doesn't rain tonight. Boom, rainstorm. Okay, perfect. So I go outside. No lights working. I'm like, all right, so during the coronavirus, are there electricians working?
Oh, so you're talking about those little lights that go in the ground and then light up your bushes or whatever?
Right, or in this case, they're at the base of the house. They're into the wall of the house. And they come out with like a little arm, and then they just shed like you said, a little light behind the bushes and a little bit up the front of the house as like an accent. And it's like foo-foo stuff. I don't even really care about it, but the fact that now that they're not working just pisses me off to no end.
So that I don't know what to tell you. I just unplug them.
Well, they're not even plugged. They're built into like I said, they were on a timer, and they're like they're in the wall. There's no like switch for them or anything.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, and so I'm learning stuff about this house all the time. So I'm like, is that covered under our home warranty? I'm going to try because I don't know what the hell's. So that frustrated me all night. And then all I could keep grinding on was if there was a kid going through my bushes. One, where the hell are my dogs? Why do I have a pack of dogs and why are they not doing their job? And two, why did they have. They were very smart about it because they did it right out of view of my doorbell camera. So I was. Lisa's like, what's wrong? I go, I can't stop stewing on this. I want to catch the kid. I want to see if someone did it, and I want to know what the hell happened.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think anybody – I don't think you have anything to worry about. I don't think somebody was out there stealing caps for that stuff. I don't think that's a big hot commodity on the open market.
Well, but I'm on Google, Lowe's, Home Depot. First of all, I'm not Barry Laminack skilled in terms of the exact name of it. So I was like, is that a lens cap for an outdoor light? But regardless the case, I couldn't find any. All I want to do is buy one cap to one light and be done with it. And I stopped by Lowe's this morning and the guy goes, yeah, we don't have anything like that. I suggest you put four new lights in. I'm like, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Just go to the manufacturer's website and order a cap.
I couldn't find it. It's not on the cap. So now I got to go look after the show on the lights and see if there's a manufacturer on the actual canister. But that's the extent of my pissed offness last night.
Call Tom Tynan.
And me and Tom aren't tight. I'm sure Randy's got his number. Maybe Randy Lemon will have to hook me up.
Well, I mean, he does a show. Just listen and then call his show. Like I used to
that's
do Randy Lemon.
That's a lot of work. And I'm not dedicated like you are to that stuff.
You know what's crazy is people like you are like, oh, I don't know this. Like you, I mean, I think people just assume I know everything about outdoor stuff because people lately have been asking me about gardens. I think that's a big thing now is people are like, uh-oh, what if this happens again and there's a run on vegetables? I better make a garden so that we can have food. We can grow our own food. So now everyone's asking me about gardens. I'm like, bro, I don't do gardens. I'm a lawn guy, not a garden guy. That's outside of my jurisdiction. So save all your garden talk for somebody else.
Well, I mean, I think that people like to lump other people in. So I think it's okay to be lumped in. Maybe you should just kind of bask in the fact that they trust you for more than just lawn talk. I don't, because I know that, one, you would give me more crap than I wanted to deal with. And two, then to quote-unquote teach me a lesson, you probably wouldn't help me completely. So, like, with any IT issues. So I just kind of passed.
No, that's not true. That's not – the only reason I don't help you with IT issues is because you have so many. That's not true. Nick, jump in here, buddy.
Team Blank, I haven't picked up that liquor yet.
Son of a bitch. Was it really?
Yeah, it's been it, – I haven't – I don't – he's hoarding it. I don't know. I'm trying to get it from him.
How am I hoarding it?
He won't release it. He won't let it go.
Who tried to get you paper towel the other day?
I appreciate that.
Okay, so I'm not hoarding anything. I'm trying to help.
Why are you yelling at me? I just said Team Blank. Mm-hmm. I'm a Team Blank.
That's who you're teaming up with right there, the guy that yells at you when you're Team Blank.
Now, I thought about calling Nick because Nick normally at least is open to I'll ask him, hey, do you know anybody that does this or does that? And we'll at least be able to have a civil conversation about it, and he's willing to help. You, on the other hand, would just like to bust my chops. So it was an easy miss on that one.
What?
I just passed on calling, texting you. I was like, I'm going to text Barry. Maybe he knows somebody who's got some ideas, or maybe an electrician that might have some ideas. Nope. Then I thought, nope, because the minute I tell him that, one, it's going to be he's going to kill me on the text. Then he's going to kill me on air.
No.
Then he's going to kill me on Twitter.
No, I have you blocked. You wouldn't have even seen that.
And before anybody gets into thinking I'm stupid about this, because I am, I can fix a lot of stuff.
Well, you are stupid, but not about this.
None of my breakers have been tripped, so it wasn't in the breakers. So I checked that. And then the other thing that's crazy to me about this is because they did this to me once before. I have outlets like outside of all of my doors, and half the time they weren't working. And one of the guys we had here doing something, but in the past said, you do realize that on some of your actual plug outlets, there's a reset button.
Yeah, and GFCI. But
the outdoor ones are hooked up to just random ones. Like, for instance, the one in my closet is the one that controls our back door.
Yeah.
And they're like 50 yards away from each other. I'm like, I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that either. But, yeah, your outdoor plugs, because of water and the potential for water getting in the plugs, they're on a GFCI circuit or GFCI plug. That way, if the water gets in and it causes a short, it trips the switch and it doesn't allow it to.
What's a GFCI plug, you dork?
It's just a plug that has a built-in like circuit breaker, essentially, in the plug itself. So if you're in the bathroom, you ever noticed in the bathroom how you've got those little? It says reset and test on all your plugs and around your sink.
Yes.
Yeah, that's go. If you get water in there, it'll go bzz, 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 and then burn your house down. So if the water gets in there, that switch in there, that breaker, kicks in and doesn't allow electricity to flow from the plug. So it doesn't short out everything and blow up your breaker box and burn down your house.
Ah, that makes sense now.
Yeah. So it's always going to be where there's potential for moisture to get into the plugs, which would also be outside.
Well, that's my worry, too, because they stole the top of one of the lights. With the rain coming in.
Time to move, Joel. Time to move.
That's possible. Was the rain what knocked all four lights out? That's
That I don't know. I don't think so.
All right.
I doubt it. It might be that it's like Christmas lights. You just need to replace the bulb in one and fix them all. I don't know.
I kind of thought of that, but then I remember the last time I changed the bulbs out, I bought brand new bulbs and I bought LEDs, and the LEDs in these canisters for some reason didn't work. They flickered, but they didn't like hold complete light, so I couldn't use them.
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely time to move. It's definitely time to move.
Yeah, next poltergeist will be stopping in for dinner.
sounds like your problems are unfixable, Joel. Time to skedaddle.
Sounds like an average day on the usual suspects. anything happen with you boys interesting last night?
Nicholas, anything fun?
No, not really. Just stayed home. Didn't do anything. Been watching a lot of Netflix. It's going to get to the point where I've watched every bit of content that Netflix has to offer, and that's going to be a problem. So I probably, technically, I think I do have Hulu. I've just never, like, tried it. But I know there's some Hulu-exclusive content that I need to try. So when I get there, I'm going to need some recommendations. But I've been doing absolutely nothing. And
yeah.
I look at HEB, and as much as I love it, it almost aggravates me now. I don't even like it. I'm like, I'm just going to not eat and starve. Who needs toilet paper?
So you're not playing any video games? You're not like...
I've been playing a lot of poker.
Online poker?
The Jerry and Fred's thing?
Yeah.
I've been doing that a lot.
I really want to do that. But the problem is I tried to install it on my laptop and it broke.
Yeah, I've been playing that a lot. It's fun. I've been playing with some of the listeners. I think I was playing with Clarence. Clarence took some money from me.
Oh, did he?
There was a guy named El Jefe. I thought it was, you know, the original Spurs fan,
right.
El Jefe, but it was a different El Jefe that listens to the program, and he was pretty good. But we got some fun players.
So there's an imposter El Jefe to the original El Jefe?
Well, that was his Poker Stars, like, screen name. So
maybe he's just a fan of El Jefe.
Maybe.
Are you hanging in there? Have you won anything?
No, I haven't. I've done only tournaments, and I mean, I've done I've done the tournaments with the listeners, and I've lost. I've gotten I finished 21st place once out of 33. I finished 18 one time. So I'm not doing that good.
Gotcha. Well, speaking of that, ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap are doing a Houston Online Poker Charity Classic. Mm. Which is pretty badass. Fred put a whole article online, but the tournament is $50 with an optional $10 donation, which is going to two charities, one in Houston and one in Beaumont. And then you just go to pokerstars.net or pokerstars.bet, download the app, log in. He's got the whole how to do it on the sports map website. I'll tweet the link if you guys want to join. But you can PayPal your $60 to promotion@galmedia.com and then get in there and play, and money is paid out to the top 15% finishers, and then the donations go to two great causes. One is Kids Meals Houston, and the other is the Southeast Texas Food Bank. So
that's a bet. I might jump on that.
That's cool. That's going to be cool.
Because I know Jerry and Fred have been doing these things, but now to have one like that and actually to find charities to identify to give to is a great idea during the time when people have a lot of time on their hands. So that's great.
Yeah, so I'm going to tweet the link. You guys might want to retweet it. Get in there. And it's something to do, man. It's something. Yeah. I'm kind of sad because they do it at 8 o'clock, and I'm doing these live chats, and lately they've been going longer, so I'm not able to hop in even if my laptop was working. And now that I'm pretty much booked all the way through the end of April, I feel bad because I can't really get out of it and cancel. I guess I could cancel Nick's night and do it then.
That's not
See, Joel even gets mad when I mess with you now, Nick. He's like,
see,
wow,
because
that's nice.
Nick's on Team Blank, so I support
I
Nick.
Him. What?
Nick's on Team Blank, so I have to support Nick.
Oh, kiss. Both of y'all can kiss. Y'all can team kiss my ass, all right?
There you go. That's fine.
By the way, did you random question, but did you guys see the picture that AJ tweeted out with that Sons of Anarchy looking mask that he?
Yeah, his bandana.
It's kind of cool, though. That was random, though. I didn't expect him to wear something like that.
No, I didn't see it. I haven't really been doing a lot of Twitter lately, I'll be honest with you.
I haven't either.
I totally expected it. If there's one guy that wants to go into the HEB looking like he's Sons of Anarchy and may rob the place, it would be AJ.
It looks pretty funny, though.
Are you guys wearing masks out in public or bandanas?
I have two of them, but I haven't been wearing. I haven't used one. At all.
I'm gonna just wear my cup, the one that I wore when I made that joke
on
picture.
Facebook?
Yeah, I'm gonna just wear that and see what people say. I might even video and put it on my YouTube. But that I might just do that. There's holes in that. Well, there was also balls in it. So
I have a few extra too. I've only used it once or twice. If you wanna.
You mean after that time when I told you what my dad's softball team did to the bartender lady with the cup?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Even after that, I would still do it.
Yeah, Lisa said she ordered me and her and Taylor washable, bleachable masks online that are supposed to come in the next day or two. But I have yet to wear. I went to Lowe's this morning and I did not wear a mask.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of, you think Lisa will do a live chat with me?
Nope.
Why? I'm gonna reach out to like Sarah Donchi and David Nuno. I'm gonna ask Nate Griffin to do it. Why won't Lisa Hernandez do it?
Well, I can't. I won't answer for her. But my quick reaction is nope.
What if you? Can we do a couples chat when you and I do it?
Probably not. But at some point before the show ends, when I see her passing by, I will ask her.
Dude, the people want to see how she's doing. They want to talk to her.
Well, they can communicate with her through
Twitter. Look, I'm getting some big time celebrities. I need Lisa to be on board with this.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do for you in terms of asking. Okay. That's as far as I will go.
All right,
we're just getting started on the suspects. Hey, you can be a part of the show. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, you just want to check in, 713-780-3776. HRP Lister line. Call that number. Text that number. Hit us on Twitter at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're going to get it going full blown next segment. Don't go anywhere. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual
Son of a bitch.
ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. After an outstanding Monday, we are already getting it going. On Tuesday,
yeah.
On the show.
I'm not gonna lie, Barry, Joel. You did us a great service and a great disservice by getting Calvin Murphy and Rudy T in the same day. Because let's be real, it's all downhill the rest of the week for us.
Doesn't have to.
There's no topping that this week.
Oh, there could be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't started on it yet, but you have to think about who my options are that. I would say that there are a few that we could go to if I could get them that yeah. could make sure.
I think
sure
I have an idea. Yeah. Former players of his, both. One has done the show and one you do an outstanding impression of?
Quite possibly, yes.
Okay. Yes, I like
amongst
it.
Amongst others. So, yeah, so never say never. There's still possibilities, but people got a big kick out of it. I thought it was funny last night that Mark Berman, who, by the way, again, you learn more about people that maybe you don't want to learn when all these people are doing it, the shows from their house. And yeah. You're like, what the hell they got that on the wall for? And I've already talked about the bookcases. Last night, Berman does it from like his big chair. Like, you know, everybody's got one of the big kind of leather chairs somewhere in their house or, you know, a lot of people do. He's in his big chair. And I think there's like a fireplace over his like one shoulder. Over his other shoulder, the window is illuminated in, like, neon purple. I'm going, has he got a beer sign out there? Or is it, like, he's got some weird fetish on the outdoor lights? Now I was more intrigued with the color of the neon lights and why they were there outside his house than I was anything he was saying in his sports report.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And he had quotes, by the way, from Calvin Murphy and Rudy T. And in the case of... I think both of them, they were full stories they had already given us. So maybe he was listening yesterday. You don't know.
Oh, you think?
It's possible. I mean, once we
did he get the
it,
quotes and not give know. Us credit? Because if no, he didn't give us credit, I'll call his ass out right now.
Well, you know what he's doing is what? He gets them on the phone. Like, yeah, so now instead of having to get video and interviews of all the people on to get for the TV sports reports, that he just gets them on the phone and gets, like, small quotes from each guy.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, okay. I mean, it would have been easier just to listen to our show and pull the quotes from there.
Well, I think he listened to the show, and then he was probably you know, got his undies in a bundle because he didn't have the scoop and didn't get them first. And then he thought, well, I got to get them for the news tonight then, so I'm not completely missing the boat. And then he just probably threw him the same questions that we did.
Roger that. Roger that. Hey, real quick, I want to do a numbers update. The Real D Green on Twitter gives us COVID numbers every day.
He's fantastic about that.
Yeah, and he gets them from readyharris.org. But I just wanted to read these out because it's getting crazy out there. Combined active cases in Harris County and Houston, 1,548. That seems like a lot, but when you look at other cities, that's not bad at all when you consider how big we are. Now, of course, we're more spread out, so that helps. 239 people have recovered. All these numbers are for Houston and Harris County, by the way. But 239 people have actually recovered from the virus. Unfortunately, a combined 22 deaths in Houston and Harris County. 52% of females are the sex, 52 female, 47% male, 1% unknown.
So here's what I want to know.
Well, how do you... I'm not even going to say it because I'll get in trouble with some organization somewhere.
Oh, say it then. Definitely say it.
Unknown? I don't understand the 1% unknown. If you don't – see, you're no, you're going to get me in trouble.
Unknown sex-wise or
– Yeah, it's 52 and 47 is 99. And then it says 1% unknown, their gender.
Maybe they're still waiting on someone to fill a report. They know they're dead. They just don't know if they were a male or a female. I don't know.
And if you're wondering where in the Harris County, Houston area most of the cases are, those 1,550 or whatever, the Southwest quadrant has the most at 716. So you guys are dirty down there. That's you and Nick and you sons of guns are dirty. Northwest 571, Northeast 316, and the Southeast 167.
Okay.
So, and then 39 unknown. So there's your updated COVID-19
numbers. Here's what I
want
to know. Okay. The main thing to me, because of what we've talked about in the past with, you know, we heard the, with Dr. Muntz first giving it to me to tell you guys about, and then we getting it from other people that said, you know, people shouldn't fear death unless they have a pre-existing medical condition, they're over the age of 65, and they said at the time, more males than females. Now that, because Nick was always saying, you know, you want to know how many died and you want to know how many recovered. Well, my question on the ones that died is, how many of those that passed away were elderly and how many had a pre-existing condition? Because the fear that everybody would that is really worried about is, the people that didn't have either one, they're not old and they didn't have a pre-existing and they still passed away. That's where people would be a little bit, they want to know that and then they don't because it'll really freak everybody out.
Yeah, that's, it's Nora and I were talking last night about this, or maybe it was this morning. And she was saying, you know, because, you know, she works at Texas Children's and they're not seeing as many cases because for whatever reason, this virus doesn't have the same effect on kids, which really surprised me because it's like, I want to know why, because most of the time you hear, oh, the elderly and kids are the ones most susceptible to it. So I'm with you and I have questions like, why is it that it doesn't affect children as much as it would affect adults?
Pink, the singer Pink had it as well as her son. And I'd have to go back and look because she's out there talking about it now. But she was actually talking about her son's symptoms and all that he went through. So maybe he did actually deal with it. But, yeah, there's just too many unknowns about everything. And we're this far in.
Yep.
So, all right. By the way, I've spoken to Lisa.
And?
I don't know if you'll like or dislike the reactions. But they'll be coming up next. We'll talk about that. And I'll fill you in.
Damn it! Okay.
Before we get to that, though, I do want to tell you guys that, you know, you're home, you're using a lot more electricity, you're looking for the right energy provider, you should really go to Infuse Energy. I switched about 3.5 years ago. I just re-upped because they've saved me thousands off my previous energy provider. They could do the same thing for you. They have the best customer service rating in the business, 5 out of 5 stars. From the Public Utilities Commission of Texas, it's the best you can get. Josh Pesikoff and his staff, they pride themselves on taking care of the customer and making sure they pay attention to the needs for all of their customers. That means they're going to ask you more questions than you ask them when you call 844-INFUSE2. 844-463-8732. The human being on the other end is not going to be a recorded, automated system just trying to get you to sign on the dotted line. They're going to try and pinpoint when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for your family or your business? And they're going to get you the best rate and the best deal they possibly can. Now, in some cases, it can't beat someone else out there, and they're going to let you know who that is and that their rates beat Infuse. But for the long haul, they want you to remember they're going to be honest with you and always striving to get you the best rate they possibly can get. You mentioned ESPN 97.5 on that phone call, $25 bill credit off your first bill, and they will go from there. You can check about online as well, infuseenergy.com. But I suggest you call 844-463-8732 and check out the affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the first hour of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday here in Houston as we kick it around with you. Plenty of sports to get to today, as we've got some things from almost every major league. Unfortunately, no games as of yet, but discussions about it. And I think it will probably stir some good discussion between the three of us. So there's that to get.
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, of course, you are the judge and jury in most cases.
Well, don't leave me hanging. What's the verdict?
Well, because Team Blank is going to be two against one. So whatever you think you're going to get away with that you normally got away with in the past, you now have a different animal to deal with because Nick is Team Blank.
You know, you're only going to be able to string him along on this whole I'm going to give you free alcohol for so long.
Besides, you don't understand. If I ration it when I give it to him, I can make this last quite a long time.
I know a bunch of fat Latinas, and I can just start funneling them his way as well. So,
tell the people what you got. Any of the alcohol you have like local brands, or are they all like big brands?
Yeah.
Mostly top shelf, Nick.
Okay. I feel like you're lying to me right now.
Nope. I feel like he doesn't know what top shelf means.
Smirnoff, Crown.
He just thinks like it's literally on the top shelf. Like it's
it's all
well,
top
it is,
shelf.
Actually, to be honest with you, so that the kids don't find it for any reason. Other reasons. It is on a very high shelf. But I will tell you this, that, you know, because, look, you guys forget when I was in the townhouse for a long time, I was drinking, I was going out, and I was pretty much single.
So I had a massive liquor cabinet. So what's on there? What's on there? Smirnoff, Crown, what else?
I'd have to go through the actual cabinet, but there's quite a bit.
You know what that means, Nick? That's all he's got, is Smirnoff.
Nope.
That's it.
All right, here's the thing. I'm getting tired of having to go outside the office on commercial breaks to get stuff
Go
done.
Take a picture. Go take a picture and tweet it, and then all the peeps can see it too.
I'll think about it. I'll have to see what it looks like in there first.
Come on. What did Lisa say? I'm excited about this.
I walked into the kitchen, and she's cutting up a pear for Taylor, and I go, hey, you know, Barry's doing these YouTube live chats. And I go, I'm doing Saturday night. She's like, okay. I said, but he really wants to get, you know, a lot of other people on. So he wants to get David Nuno. He wants to get Sarah Donci. She's like, Sarah Donci? She's not even in the market anymore. I go, yeah, but they chummed it up on Twitter. And so they're friends. And he said he wants local celebrities. So he wants to know if you want to do it. And she goes, an hour with Barry? And I was like, all right, I'll tell him no. And she goes, no, I'm just saying, we've never even met in person, and he wants me to do an hour.
That's why it would be amazing. Yeah. Tell her we can talk about how much she hated me the first 2 years of the show.
I said, you know, you also have the option of when I do the show Saturday night, you could just pop in with me. And she goes, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, while I'm in the office, she taps on the window. She goes, tell Barry I'll do it.
What? Oh, yes. yes, I am so pumped about this. All right, we gotta figure out a date. I'll work with you. This is amazing.
Houston's
so
best
pumped.
Known housewife. There you go.
Houston's most famous housewife.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm pumped about that. This is gonna be great because I'm gonna get all the dirt on you now.
First of all, if you think that's why the objective. Then you should probably get somebody else. Because one thing I know about my wife, she's not going to be giving up that kind of stuff.
No, I know. I'm just messing with you. That's cool, though. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm pumped.
Well, you have team. You have the real team blank. You have two-thirds. And you're not getting Taylor, because that's one thing that she will kibosh. She's not going to let Taylor alone for an hour with you.
So you're doing the 25th. Nick is doing the 17th. So maybe Lisa can do, like, the 30th.
Whatever. Just send
Yeah.
Text me or whatever, and we'll get her.
Excellent. You know, Lance is doing it tomorrow.
Oh, that ought to be a good one.
So far, I've got an ESPN personality every week.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, you know, I've got Lance this week. I've got AJ next week. I've got Nick next week. I got you the following week. I got Raheel at the end of April. So, yeah, I'm keeping it in the fam, too.
You're anticipating that – are you going to do this even after we're done with all of this shelter-in-place kind of thing?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm having a lot of fun doing it because there's no pressure. There's no – like, there's no rules that I have to follow. Like, last night I had all the writers on from my TV segment, BS Barry on Sports. So I had Kenise and Chris and Son on. And the first 10 minutes we had technical problems. There was echo. And it was just a disaster. But it was hilarious because, of course – four comedians, and we're all making fun of each other because of the issues. So it was. I wasn't worried about it. I wasn't freaking out because I was like, this isn't anything I have to be perfect with. So it was just, I'm having a good time with it. So I might keep going. It just depends. I mean, I've made a list of about 110 people I could reach out to.
Well, you know what? I just thought of something. You're actually going to do me a favor by getting her on the show.
I'm out.
Hear me out. I'm just kidding. But hear me out, because it could actually help us too with the show. Because here's the thing. I know, after what you told me about the Blue Yeti microphone that you and Mike Tirico have, I know that with all the things that we have going on with expenses with the kids and everything else, that it wouldn't be feasible or smart of me to go get one. But I've also told you that since I've been doing the sports map videos at home, when she got so concerned about setting up the background and having the right lighting and doing all the things that she worries about when she's doing something for TV. And I was like, you know what? Now if I start putting into her head, now, you know, you're doing this thing with Barry and you're not going to wear my regular headset for radio. So you're probably going to want to sound really good. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should think about getting one of those Blue Yetis, because then after I do the one show, you can do it for the other show. I could still use it for the suspects and it'll enhance your sound. And maybe that'll get it done.
Okay. I like it. This is a good plan. Because then I could be like, what it will do is when we do the show with you, if you haven't convinced her by then, I'll text you, hey, Joel, you sounded awful, worse than normal. Can you do something about that? And then maybe I can get the. And I find it interesting, though, Nicholas, that Joel now wants to get the big ass Mike Tirico donger microphone.
No, I don't really want it.
Kind of sound like you do.
Like I've asked
you.
Nick.
You're team dong now.
I've
aren't
asked
you?
Nick, and I've asked you and a couple other people if it really does make a difference in terms of enhancing the sound. That's the extent of it.
Go listen to the first episode on my YouTube that I did with a regular handheld mic that you would see like at a comedy show.
Yeah.
And then I went out the next day because everyone was like, "You sound awful." So I was like, "Damn." So I went out and got that Blue Yeti, and it's night and day the difference. It makes a huge difference. Now, on the broadcast, I'm not so sure because of the way we're doing it remotely. I don't know if it'll be any better or any worse. Because I've had people, and I don't know if you guys have gotten feedback, but I've had listeners tell us that we sound like we're in studio.
Yeah,
a lot of people are like, man, it sounds great.
A lot of my buddies that are still out and about working in necessary jobs said that they really can't tell that we are not in studio, which made me feel good because,
yeah,
I mean, when we get off the air sometimes and I'm listening to the Blitz, you can tell, it doesn't sound bad, but you can tell, particularly like I think Fred, you can tell he's not in studio.
Oh, really?
It just sounds, it's not an echo. Maybe it's like tinny. Maybe there's just not enough it's not just a full bassy sound, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm gonna give you grief if you get one of these. I'm gonna Photoshop Mike Tirico's face on yours with a Blue Yeti, or vice versa, if you do it, because you really went ham on him about this microphone.
I'm pretty much not gonna get one then. That's fine.
Let me stop you. I want us to have a good thought process too.
Nick's got a whole studio set up, and you've been doing this after you completely crapped on your own 15, after you got that going. But you guys had reasons to have them. I'm thinking the minute that this coronavirus stuff is over with and we're back in the studio, that thing's just going to sit and collect dust.
For you or me?
For me, not you.
Well, Joel, I'm going to give you an idea, and I can't believe you never thought of this before.
What?
But why don't you do some sort of podcast or video chat with your Rolodex?
So many people have said that to me.
With your Rolodex, Joel, I mean, dude, you should do it.
No, and I've talked to Nick about it because my buddy that does it, that's really, really – my buddy does sports business radio, Brian Berger, and he – I've told you guys, he set up a side business just doing his one-on-ones with people. And it used to be that he had to call them. Now they're calling him and seeing if he would like to have them on as guests. And he's getting, people on SportsCenter, and he's getting – he's gotten David Stern, and he's getting all these people, and he's like, Joel, why are you not doing this?
You should do something around that, not centers around sports broadcasting, but that is sports broadcast based, but allows you to call it sports broadcasted, where you talk about the business, but then you can just get athletes on, and or athletes that are interested in going into the booth, or athletes that are currently in the booth. Man, I think it'd be a cool little side hustle for you, man.
Yeah, I mean, it just, to me, I'm worried about the side work, in terms of the equipment needed. Now, I do like the way that you do it and just do it video-wise and don't worry about, having a board and set, because I've talked to Nick about it in terms of what I would need equipment-wise. But, if it's just like a split-screen chat and it's, video-wise and you can do it that way, that's a lot more enticing to me than, he does his with, he bought his own board. And he's equal. I don't want to go through all that.
Well, I will tell you this. If you just do it where it's, you don't want fancy graphics. Because if you look at the iterations of the ones I've been doing, I'm like, okay, now I need to be able to have background music and before the stream starts. And so I'm like, I keep trying to take it to the next level to enhance the production of it. But it's something to keep me busy. If we weren't quarantined, I probably wouldn't be going to this level. It'd just be me and another person and chat and that's it. But to stream it out to multiple platforms, you need certain software to be able to bounce back and forth between, both of you full screen or one of you full screen or whatever. You need certain software. So there is more to it. But once you're set up, it's pretty easy. So you should do something like that, man. You really should. Even if it's just a podcast. I mean, dude, use the damn studio. You've got plenty of resources at your disposal.
Once we get back to normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's something to consider.
Yeah, for
lots
sure.
more to consider. We've got baseball talking about getting back to play, but no fans, and kind of a crazy idea as to how they're going to get all these teams on board and where they're going to play. Then we've got football saying they're going on with their now virtual only draft for the NFL coming up at the end of the month, with some crazy things to ponder there. The NBA also talking about getting quick tests so that they can have all the teams playing, and at the same time, if they think someone's got it, they can do a quick test and get the results back even quicker so that they can make a determination and if it will affect the rest of the game and or games going forward. And the first question out of everyone's mind is, how are they getting that test and not the regular people? Lots to talk about as we get between here and 4 o'clock, so we'll continue to roll on. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
And basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle. Even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, wrapping up hour number one of the three-hour show. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday in Houston as we have plenty of sports to discuss, boys.
Let me get a couple texts and tweets out of the way, and then we'll get into it, yeah?
Okay, go ahead.
Connor Hogan said, Joel's liquor cabinet probably looks like Lance's brisket.
See that? I'm offended by that. That's wait till you see it before you saw the brisket and then pass judgment. So wait till you see the liquor cabinet before you go and make stupid statements like that.
That's just a fantastic joke, though. You got to admit.
Yes, I mean,
he just pew, pew, multiple people at once.
Hey Nick, Team Blank doesn't make sound effects behind those kind of comments, so you need to slow your roll down a little bit.
Boy, he's gotten bossy.
Yeah, he's getting a little pushy.
Yeah.
I'm going to push this booze right down the drain.
Oh, you would pour it out? What kind of self-respecting man would waste liquor?
There's got to be somebody
who
can give it to.
Oh, no, there's plenty of people I can give it to.
Oh, ooh. I'm Team Blank. Does that? You have crown, right?
Yeah.
Hey, they want to know what the live chat platform is on YouTube and Facebook, which is very funny. I told you at the break that an electrician texted the show and said to go do the GFCI resets on all the plugs. So you should do that. And then someone texted and said Lisa's reaction was, Barry who?
No, not quite that bad.
I thought
she's
it
like,
would
no, Barry's, she's like, no, but if you don't tell him that, because then Barry's going to think that I didn't want to do it. I was just like, a whole hour with me, I'm just not that interesting. I'm like, okay, honey, to you, you're not that interesting. To many others, they have lots of things that they'd like to listen to. So
they were especially like trust me, there's plenty of people that are into animals and the news and what's going on with her and how she got started and all that stuff.
You did say news, right? Not nudes. That's worse than Murph saying, give the wife a kiss for me yesterday. I'm like, yeah, no, I'll give the kids a hug for you. That's fine.
Like, let's leave the wife out of this, Murph.
Yeah.
Playa. We're not doing it. Right. We got all those out of the way. That was funny.
Okay. All right. So this whole NFL thing, I have questions. Okay. So the NFL says that the entire draft going on at the end of the month now is going to be virtual. None of the team employees are going to be allowed in their team headquarters. They're all going to be doing it from the house. Mm-hmm. And this goes back to something that Barry, you and Nick were really getting into that we were talking about a few weeks ago when we were all on lockdown with the fact that, you know, the bandwidth is going to be important for your internet service, which is going to be really, really pushed by everybody on the internet now that they're all in their houses. So this is almost going to be like a fantasy football draft on steroids. Think about it. They're almost going to have to put new rules in. What happens if you go to a team and the GM suddenly either gets knocked off the internet and the clock is ticking because, you know, they say you have whatever 2 minutes to make the pick, and you can see the GM frantically going, what the? It's not working. And then he's trying to call. And he's trying to figure out what they're going to do. So you've got that issue that could possibly happen.
Well, so I think the easy fix for that, you're right, that could be an issue. But I think the easy fix for that is you're going to have a phone guy in the room. And the phone guy, ahead of the pick, they'll probably have multiple lines available that are dedicated to each team. And then what it is your pick, you're up next, right? Let's say Baltimore's on the clock, and then you're up next. So you go ahead and call the commissioner's office at that moment. Now you're waiting on hold. Now, you know, the Texans are on the clock and your internet freezes up. You can say on the phone, you're already on. You just go, our pick is so-and-so.
So I get that. That's a good point. And so I like that. But now here's the other dilemma. Okay, Barry, you're up next. You're on the clock. You're debating between two different players. So you're still going back and forth and you're not sold one way or the other. You're trying to get with your personnel department. You're trying to get with the people that have scouted each guy. You're trying to get different opinions. That's when, again, you lose your internet and your communication. You don't have that many phones going to have all those lines to go to all those different guys, and you only have 2 minutes, and you can't reference probably a lot of the stuff that you're going to have online. That could be an issue too. While you ponder that, here's the third thing to ponder that John Harbaugh, the Ravens, brought up.
Okay.
With as we've seen our elections get hacked, and we've seen the Astros get hacked by the Cardinals. You damn well have to be concerned too that teams could get hacked and teams could find out, oh, they're thinking about this guy or that guy, or they're, especially if they're dialed in on one player, going, boy, we could really screw them if we took him before, and then they'd have to trade with us or do whatever.
That I'm not so concerned about, because that's team on team crime. And especially given what's happened with the Astros as of late and the Cardinals and their database and the ramifications of all that, I would be more concerned about some anonymous hacker getting in on somebody's feed and being like, you know, Roger Goodell caused COVID-19 and putting that all over the internet and the draft, and now it goes out over the air and stuff. That would be what my concern would be more about, is somebody hacking into the video feeds. Because as you saw, the article
That's a good point too.
This week or last week, that the Zoom bombing was going on, where people could just join a Zoom meeting without being invited if you didn't take the necessary precautions. So that would be more of a concern than teams hacking each other. The whole communication aspect, I doubt that you just go in with only one line of communication to multiple decision makers. But at the end of the day, having a final decision maker in the room, if that happens, that's what a GM's job is. So if there's a communication issue at the end of the day, it's the GM's the one that's going to be fired for a good or bad decision anyways. So, you know,
unless you're in Houston.
Very true. You have text, you have phone, you have internet, you know, you have this video conferencing, you have email. There's all different, there's all different ways to get information back and forth. And I promise you, I used to work with a guy when I was at Halliburton, a guy that I was, we co-managed a project together. And he went on to be the Astros IT guy. He left to go to them full time. So I promise you, there's guys in those positions that know what they're doing and will have multiple backups. So you may have a dedicated line, and then you'll have, you know, a phone that has wireless internet that you could use as a hotspot if necessary. You'll have a phone line. You'll have a mobile phone, and then you'll have a POTS line or a plain old telephone system. You'll have all kinds of – you'll have fax probably. So they're going to have multiple backups for communication, not just to the league, but to their teams, to their employees.
It's just going to be interesting because, like I said, when we had the initial discussion, the other thing too is going to be that one team is going to come up at some point or another and say, because of the way it was structured this year, we either took a guy that we weren't sold on, or we were waiting on medicals and we didn't get him in time. We took him anyway, and then it turns out he had a degenerative condition or something that, you know, someone somewhere is going to have the I want a do-over philosophy of I got screwed because of the coronavirus draft.
I could see that. But I think that that's a good excuse. I don't think that's a fact. I think that it's one of those that'll be a convenient excuse. You know, but at the end of the day, you could still you have game film from when they played. You can't do a physical necessarily, but they've already had the combine, so you were able to look at them then.
Wait, did you see this? There's a text right now, and it says, "Guys, if you can, when you're done with the show today, call me. I need more information on how to do this whole if the pick doesn't work out, blame coronavirus draft, signed Billy O." I don't know. There's people that are interested in this. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't see that text? Okay.
I didn't. I must have missed it.
That's hour number one of the show. Still got two to go. Second hour comes up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.